Welcome to Cyber CEO, wherein we talk about how our cyber backers helped our cyber CEOs take their businesses to the next level. Cyber CEO is powered by CyberBacker, the world's leading provider of admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website www.cyberbacker.com for more details. Another great day here at CyberBacker. My name is Jello. We're back with another episode of Cyber CEO. And of course, we have a very special guest on the show. Michelle, how are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, we're very, very excited to talk to you, of course, about the experience that you're having currently with your CyberBacker. But before we head on to that, just need your help here real quick. Can you tell us something about yourself and what you do, Michelle?
I'm a real estate agent in Dallas, Texas. I've been in real estate for 20 years and love what I do. And CyberBacker's really helped me service my clients well.
Gosh, man, 20 years in the business. That's a ton of experience right there in the business. How about working with someone who's virtual, just like what you're doing with your CyberBacker? Is this a first for you?
This is a first for me. It is. I have had assistance before, but I have not done virtual.
Okay. Now, talk to me more about that real quick. Was it a big change for you now working with someone virtual? Because you had experience working with other team members before, but not virtual, right? So was it a big change for you at all?
It was a little bit of an adjustment, but it's gone well. I feel like it's a limiting belief that you feel like somebody has to be right there in person, because so many things that we do have nothing to do with, you know, face to face, but yet, and I do still, my personality, I need some face to face and we Zoom for that.
Okay. So really a lot of communication between the both of you. How long have you been working with each other anyway?
Well, I'm in my first year with CyberBacker, and I have, and this is my second, we've worked, gosh, probably, I want to say 6 months.
6 months.
Maybe something like that.
Gotcha. So with this particular CyberBacker, then a fairly new partnership between the both of you. Now, talk to me more about him. I'd like to know more. What's it like working with him every day?
What's great is we can problem solve together. I bounce a lot of things off of her as far as ideas and implementing things. Obviously, she does a lot of, you know, I delegate a lot of things to her, but I think the part that's been an extra bonus helped me come up ideas. In just brainstorming on what kind of marketing do we want to do, or whatever it is, whether it's a problem solving or brainstorming creative ideas for marketing, or even creative ideas on how I need to track my business and make sure that we're capturing all the leads and things like that. So
really a lot of collaborating, sharing of ideas between the both of you then, am I right?
Yes.
So talk to me more about tasks then. What are the tasks that you leverage off to your CyberBacker every day?
Oh boy. a lot. So pretty much manages my emails, all of my drip campaigns, whether it's email, social media. She does all of my social media posts. She keeps me accountable for making those lead generation calls. Ooh. She creates a prep sheet for me so that I have, it's all ready to go. It's got the names, the contact numbers or emails, whatever contact information I have for that client. And then, she'll tell me, when's the last time that I talked to them or emailed them. So I have it all right there, so that I have no excuse to not make those calls.
There we go. So keeping you accountable. So basically she's almost everywhere in the business now then. Almost.
She is. She's at the only area that I don't have her in is my transaction coordinator.
Oh, DC task. So far, You never know. Maybe sometime in the next few months, you never know, right? What's going to happen. Something that she
I
could
feel like
do.
That's the next step.
Wow. Gosh. Now, seems like you've really created a very strong partnership with your cyberbacker. Just shows the way you talk about her, the way you talk about the relationship that you have, the partnership that you've created. Now, I'm quite curious about that. How did you create such a strong partnership with someone virtual, with your cyberbacker?
I was very purposeful in making sure that she felt trusted and valuable to the business. So when she contributes to the business, I let her know that, right? So I feel like there's a sense of satisfaction and there's a sense of accomplishment and that she made a difference. And I think that that's important for all of us.
True.
In any role, any job that we do, we want to know that we're making a difference and making an impact on people's lives. And so I've just been very purposeful about that with her.
100% agree with you there. I think it really goes a long way, just showing that small token of appreciation, probably just a simple thank you text or a chat, something like that. It really goes a long way, especially in the partnership, right? Now,
yeah.
How else do you communicate with your cyberbacker? You mentioned earlier through Zoom calls. You also do emails, texts here and there.
We Zoom. She works for me Monday through Friday. So we Zoom every morning from 8 to 8:30 to talk about what's the goals for the day, what needs to be done, what's on the list. And then throughout the day, we'll email, text. Occasionally, we'll do a phone call in there if I've got some big project I'm working on that has a hot deadline or something. But yeah, all forms of communication.
All forms of communication. Now, how important is that? That's my follow-up question right there. Why is communication very important in any partnership, may it be virtual or not, I think, Michelle?
Sure. Well, just making sure that we're on the same page, making sure that there's no miscommunication of what the goal is, what's the priority. So just staying focused on the goals and the task at hand. So that's key to everything.
Absolutely. Again, because imagine you're already working with someone who is virtual and then you don't really communicate well, then I don't think it's going to work out anyway, right? Don't you agree?
Correct. Yes. It lack of communication creates frustration for both parties that takes up a lot of energy that I would rather that energy be put into positive things.
Absolutely. 100% agree with you there. How about challenges? I'm not asking if have there been any challenges, but how do you address, let's say, if a challenge comes between you and your cyberbacker, how would you address that? Again, working with someone who's virtual.
I think that goes right back to communication, that if there's a challenge, then it's key that we communicate about it. Mm-hmm. What I love about the cyberbacker system is that if we run into a challenge, she has resources on her side, that it's not just her and I trying to solve a problem, but she can go to her, she calls it her trio. Right. So she has her support system that she can go to them and ask them their advice, opinion, get direction from them, whether it's some additional training that is needed or a resource that, you know, if I've got a new project and I need something different, then she's got a good resource base in order to help us find those answers.
Absolutely. Again, when you partner up with your cyberbacker, that particular cyberbacker would have her own team supporting her. If ever there are any issues, again, new trainings that are needed, your cyberbackers will have their backup for sure. Now, one last question while I still have you here, Michelle. You've been working with your cyberbacker for a few months now. So what's been the biggest impact of virtual leverage in the business so far?
By far, just freeing up both my time, but really freeing up my mental space. right? I've always got in my mind, oh, I got to do this and I got to do that and I got to respond to that, right? So being able to delegate those sometimes very noisy headspace and being able to delegate that to her is both a time saver, but then also just a mental energy saver that I can put that energy towards other things, that I'm not constantly going, okay, did I drop the ball on that? Did I get that done? Right. Like she's my safety net.
There we go. The safety net. Again, it really goes a long way when you have someone to back you up so you can free up some time to maybe focus on something else that really matters to the business, or could be personal, could be family, especially the mental space as well. So you can think about other stuff, not just the business. Now,
yes.
One last thing, I forgot to tell you about this. Your cyberbacker is going to be able to listen and watch this once we have this online. So before we go, would you want to give her a quick shout out or any messages you'd like to give out to her?
Yes. Well, Jim, you are awesome. Love having you on the team. You make such a big difference and impact in my life. And I'm just happy to be doing life with you.
There we go. Now, we are very, very excited to seeing your continued success here in Cyberbacker. And again, Michelle, thank you very much for giving us your time to here today. Really had fun talking to you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for listening to our Daily Dose of Cyber CEO. Stay tuned to know more about how Cyberbacker creates a difference in this digital time and age. You can visit our website www.cyberbacker.com and follow our social media pages on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Spotify.